from a port perspective, containers mean growth. We are not handling containers at Ports of Indiana's facilities today, and that is a shame. It's a market issue. It's a regulatory issue. It's an issue that needs investment in order to happen. It's not something that can easily be done. It's a big lift, and that's part of this, why we're launching the Indiana Container Initiative, is that we really have to have our ducks in a row to be able to do this. We need everybody on the same page. We need to understand the market challenges, the investment requirements that are going into this, the federal regulations that are going to be involved for us to get approval on to move forward. But the benefits from a port perspective, it's growth. It's a new frontier for cargo. This is something that we don't handle today that could mean a lot of growth in the future. And so we really want to get behind this initiative and try to grow business for our ports, which means jobs. From an ag perspective, agriculture, this means new customers. So containers offer the opportunity for Indiana farmers to reach markets, to reach countries, to reach customers that they have never been able to reach before. And if they can have access to a container facility close to the farm, they can fill a container with Indiana soybeans that have premium properties that are attractive to world markets. And they can sell that container of soybeans to a country that just can't take a full shipload, but they can take 20 containers or 50 containers. And that can be a big deal for an Indiana farm community. And the same goes for other crops too, but soybeans certainly are a premium, and we think that's something that will be a driver for exports in Indiana. So it'll mean exports for this state. And lastly, from a state perspective, it means trade. It means growing global trade for Indiana. It means jobs. It means reducing costs in the supply chain. So it'll attract businesses to locate here and also help businesses that locate here today that are already here reduce their supply chain costs, their freight costs to reach Europe, to reach Asia, to reach world markets.